The best way to predict the future is to create it. I have written extensively about the fact that you want someone else to wipe your ass. Okay, not literally, not factually, but in essence. One of the areas where this is completely clear is the number of people who want to be entrepreneurs. They want to own and run a business, but the above attitude is in their way. It is a whole different thing to take a job, even to freelance, even to be self-employed, and creating and running a business. I have two brothers. Both shied away from that option. They preferred a situation where someone else buys the chair, the computer, the software, the solutions, the bookkeeping, the location, the everything. And they just do the work, however many hours a day, and get paid. It drives me bonkers to hear the expression, so-and-so business owner did this and that, to give back to the community. Give back what? Business owners create jobs so people with less initiative can earn a living. They are already giving everything they need to give, all they need to give to earn respect, gratitude, etc. Ayn Rand felt the same way. She was a charismatic writer and debater. And widely hated, maybe even despised. She wrote about second-handers, moochers and looters. What makes you a second-hander is that you are provided the opportunity to do what you do, you never created it. There is nothing wrong with being a second-hander. Just know that there is a huge gap between a producer and a second-hander. People who create businesses are mostly producers. Is a lawyer working for himself a business? No. Is a CPA or a bookkeeper a business? No. Is a hairdresser a business? No. Is a copywriter, an author, a chiropractor a business? No. Obviously they can become a business, but mostly they aren't. They are services and the operator works for themselves. I am not making this list to disparage anyone, I am trying to get to a point where the sentence and the title will be less of an of course, and more a battle cry to those reading it. It is not an of course for 99% of humanity. It's not an of course for a second-hander. What do you mean, Sophie? The best way to predict the future is to create it. In our day and age, every new age modality preaches about creating, while pretty much no one creates anything. Don't try to find yourself, create yourself, they say, and you nod. Of course. Create yourself? Ha ha. At best, if you are a second-hander, you can change yourself, your behavior, your look, your work, your husband, etc. Why can't you create? You can only create when you can create from nothing. And nothing is only available when you have the courage, vision, the TLB, and capacities of a producer. You cannot create on the top of something, you have to dig back, and then more, deeper, and only when you got to nothing are you able to create. From nothing, standing on nothing. Everything else is decoration. A student of mine, in a session where the task was to declare something about yourself, said, and quote, "I am fully self-expressed and crot." If you have done landmark courses, you recognize that. So I asked, what is the self you are going to fully express? The self you have been being is sitting there, firmly and stubbornly, preventing you from ever creating yourself. You need to go back and remove all the traits, all the attitudes, all the opinions and convictions you have to get to nothing. And then you can create. Create happiness, joyfulness, fulfillment, love, intimacy, partnership. All those beautiful things that are only available as pretense, unless you remove all you have been. Upsetting. Half of my students, maybe more, are contemplating quitting. I understand. But before you do, before they do, consider that the future is unpredictable. And unless you position yourself to be able to create from nothing, what I predict is chaos, misery, uncertainty, and suffering. Can anyone do it? Muscle test says, yes. Even though if you are currently a second-hander, it will be harder for you. But under my guidance you can do it. Okay, this is going to be an unpopular thing I am going to say here, but here it is. The only reason 6 million Jews could be annihilated by the Nazis is this: most Jews were also second-handers. They had their lives, their families, they were comfortable, and they could not imagine upsetting the apple cart by moving to a country that felt safer. I remember back in 1982 when I made my big jump from being a self-employed architect in a country where I was slowly climbing to the top of the profession, where I owned my condominium, owned a car, had some big land development projects in the works, partially paid for future occupants. I decided to leave it all behind for what was possible. Not predictable, but possible. And I knew I was going to create it, against all odds. I was already 34 years old, and not very sturdy, not in the best of health. I had no idea what it was going to take, but for me, creating, building something new was so attractive, that I considered it more valuable than what was already there, and what was predictable. A good name, a good income, a kind of notoriety. Had I had someone like me guiding me, I wouldn't have had to leave the country I was born in. I could have done all the work, not literally throwing me onto nothing, but by doing inner work, I could have gotten there faster and probably with less pain. You have me to guide you. What are you going to do with it? Your first step is to take off the training wheels. What are the training wheels in this context? Repeating the words I say. Trying to live by my words. When you remove the training wheels, you end up having to rely on your innate sense of balance, innate sense of what is right for you. I know, it is terrifying first, but eventually you'll scrape your knees, get some bruises, but get used to it. Then we can start in earnest. Clearing the ground, so you can eventually build something worth building. A life you can love and you can live powerfully. First you really want to experience the power of word, the power of creation, even if it won't last a lifetime. That is what I teach inside my growth course, and that is what I started to develop inside the Soaring Method workshop, that was, originally, part of the second phase activators course that ran 42 weeks. This is a fun method, playful and very effective. You have the choice of adding a live session where I can work with you one-on-one, inside the group, to develop your escape vehicle, escaping the original misery. Hopefully for good. The higher your level of integrity is, the more successful your escape will be. Get the Soaring Method recordings and new workshop. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring.